Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back for the third hour of the Alex Jones Show on GCN. My name is Bob Dacey. I'm a local radio TV talk show host in Austin. I've known Alex for many years. I host a show called The Simple Truth, and it's a one-hour political talk show, and gee, I do most of the talking, and I've enjoyed doing that for many years, and I intend to keep on doing it. I feel compelled to spread the word about the New World Order and the globalists and the fact that they're trying to destroy the United States of America. I mean, that's the bottom line, and we got to stop them, and the only way we stop them is to wake you people up, and I know that it's getting easier and easier and easier to wake people up as the New World Order crowd gets more brazen in what they do. This next hour, we're going to shift gears completely. We're going to get away from September 11th for a while, and we're going to concentrate on other little nasty things that the globalists are up to as they try to destroy our country. And the particular thing we're going to be talking about in this next hour is the North American Union. The North American Union is a smaller step to the American Union, where they're trying to merge the entire Western Hemisphere into one big, happy little socialist, communist country. And if you want to get involved in this segment of our show, the number to call in is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. If you want to weigh in on this American Union, which our CFR friends are cooking up for us right now, even as we speak. I mean, right now, even as we speak, the North American Union plan is coming into fruition. And I have a caller that's just called in, a really good friend of mine, Kelly Taylor, who is an expert on the North American Union. Kelly, are you there?
I am. Thank you for taking my call today.
All right. Now, Kelly is a dear friend of mine. She is also one of the producers of the Simple Truth TV show. And I have to be nice to her because she's the one who can yank my microphone down while I'm on TV if I get a little rowdy and out of control. So we joke about that. We say that, you know, I'm always telling her that I've got the conch, but she's got the microphone for the conch. So I got to be nice to her. So, Kelly, you wrote an article recently in the New American Magazine about the NAFTA Superhighway, which is a nice little road that they're going to be building. Can you tell us about your article and how it relates to the eventual merger of Canada, United States, and Mexico into one happy little country?
I can say a few things about that. And we might add that to toot your horn, Bob, that you wrote a similar article a year or so ago in the New American, and we'll also be having another one published on the same subject in an upcoming issue. So there's no dearth of quality information out there for the listeners.
And that's all in the New American. And by the way, before you start, Kelly, I want to announce to the people listening that in the second half of this hour, we have scheduled to come on John McManus, the president of the John Birch Society and the publisher of the New American Magazine. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. So, Kelly, let's talk about your article. What's with this road you're talking about?
Well, I don't know how much you've covered.
I haven't covered anything about it at all.
Okay.
You're first up.
The Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, which the current administration entered into with a year ago with Mexico and Canada, brought about the situation that is currently happening in Europe.
Kelly, let's hold you over to the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes with Kelly Taylor.
It's here at mystery, you're in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, it's Bob Dacey back on the Alex Jones Show. He may be the T-Rex of political talk, but I'm the Velociraptor. I was talking to Kelly Taylor here, who wrote an article for the New American about the NAFTA Superhighway. And before the break interrupted us, Kelly, you were going to tell us about this road.
Well, Bob, I know a lot of Alex's listeners are very educated people about all these issues, but I'm going to assume there's somebody out there who doesn't know anything and kind of give some elementary information.
Go ahead.
The NAFTA Superhighway is actually a complex conglomeration of roads and construction projects that stretches from Mexico to Canada. And all it's about is facilitating the merger of Canada, Mexico, and the United States into a European Union-like alliance.
You mean to tell me that Rick Perry didn't think up this? He said he did.
Rick Perry did not think it up.
But he said he did.
I know. Isn't that awful?
But you mean the governor of Texas is lying to us?
Well, it looks that way, doesn't it?
Well, he said he thought up the Trans-Texas Corridor. I heard him. I saw it in the paper.
Well, what do you think? What do you know?
I guess he must be lying to us then.
It appears that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. So this is to merge. This is a giant. How big is this thing? Is this like one road or what?
Well, no, it's not. Across the country, there are 80. Bob, 80 corridors that are designated as high priority. Now, that intimates to me that there might be additional corridors that are not yet high priority.
Well, designated by who?
Congress.
Oh, the Congress. Oh,
so, you know, and these corridors are not a simple highway. They're multimodal byways, which means that they these highways and lanes that are dedicated for cargo and freight and rail lines, depots, gas and oil and water pipelines and electronic transmission cable routes all run parallel together from what it looks like to us, the west coast of Mexico all the way to Canada, for the purpose of facilitating a speedier transport of people and goods across the three countries. And as we are now seeing, people in Europe are highly upset that the European Union has turned into what it did, because they are now unhappy with it. They were tricked into this whole European Union, and it looks to me like that's exactly what is being attempted here, and this highway corridor is
well,
to make all that happen faster.
Well, now, wait a minute. You're talking about Europeans, and we have established very clearly that certain European companies are going to be involved in building this thing. Isn't that correct?
Well, and then there's that. Yes, the Spanish company, Cintra, has been entered into with a consortium of American companies, Zachry being the main one we know about, so it's Zachry Cintra.
Right.
Has been awarded the contract for constructing at least the Texas portion of this corridor, which happens to be the most critical one at the moment because we're on the front line.
And that is extremely key.
Very.
Because when you have an evil, disgusting, vile snake of a road that's going to run from southwestern Mexico all the way up into Canada, in order for the snake to survive, all sections of the snake must be connected.
Right.
And it just so happens that Texas is kind of in the middle there. And for those of you who are unaware, the State Highway 130, which is being constructed right now east of Austin, is the first section of the snake that's actually under construction. It's the toll road number 130, and of course they are building that without public input. They said they didn't want any toll roads around here, but they don't care. And so what you have is sections. You have the toll road 130 east of Austin, which is a chunk of the Trans-Texas Corridor, which runs through Texas, and that is a chunk of the NAFTA Superhighway, which is going down to Mexico and up into Canada. So what's important here is to attack the snake everywhere, because if you cut it up anywhere, it doesn't work, right?
Well, yeah, you could use that analogy pretty accurately, I think. It's my opinion, and I believe yours too. We pretty much think alike on these things, that while you can't cut up any piece of it and kill the whole thing, the critical part is what is happening in Texas with the Trans-Texas Corridor section of it, because we believe, you know, it's the first of the sections to be actually under construction.
Well, you don't just have to believe it. I mean, we're pretending like we're ignorant here. We have researched this topic up one side down the other, and if you look at the state legislature and the chairman of the House Transportation Committee in Texas, Mike Crucey, and all the writings he's done and all the reports he's published, he is absolutely salivating to get at this federal money to build this thing through Texas. I mean, you know, it's a federal program. It always has been. It's an international program. It always has been. And the tactic that they've used to con everybody into not paying attention to this is telling everybody each individual section of this thing is a local matter.
Oh, and it's clearly not. I'm so glad you brought that up, because, you know, we've struggled in Central Texas to get anybody else to pay attention to us, when the truth is, however goes the Trans-Texas Corridor part of the monster, so goes the rest of the country. So what happens here is important.
Exactly, because if we can, we can stop the Trans-Texas Corridor in Texas, well, then it's they're going to have a major problem getting it going anywhere else. And I would like to point out the overreaching financial reason for this thing is that the communist Chinese are trying to avoid the longshoremen and the Teamsters. The most expensive part of the journey for the slave goods from China to come to America is once it hits American ports. So the solution that they've come up with is to avoid the American ports. The communist Chinese company, Hutchison Whampoa, HPH, Hutchison Port Holdings, has control of two ports in southwestern Mexico. Lázaro Cárdenas and Manzanilla are the two cities. And we are supposed to build that highway down to there. And that way the communist Chinese can get their slave goods to Mexico, let Mexican truck drivers get a hold of them, drive it up through Mexico, through Texas, through the Trans-Texas Corridor, up to, I believe, Kansas City, which is supposed to be a Mexican customs port, right?
That's right, Bob.
I mean, are we living in the twilight zone here, or what?
And to pour salt in the wound, there's legislation in place to allow for U.S. taxpayer dollars to build the road in Mexico.
Yeah, and, you know, that's almost funny because our own United States Senator, John Cornyn, who is not in the Council on Foreign Relations yet, I think he's applying for membership.
He is all about open borders, though.
Yeah, he introduced a bill, I think in June, to fund a North American Development Fund because the poor Mexicans don't have enough money to build their portion of the communist Chinese road.
You know? Oh, rats, poor thing.
Oh, darn. So, you know, we're talking about this snake here and how this, if the tail of the snake, it starts at the two ports in Mexico and the poor Mexicans can't build their portion of the Trans-Texas Corridor, then our own traitorous Senator John Cornyn, he promotes a bill to make us pay for the Mexican portion of the Trans-Texas Corridor. And I have the question, how in the world does that not affect United States sovereignty when you have United States senators wanting taxpayer money to build a road in somebody else's country?
Which is a good segue for this point. How in the world does that not affect U.S. sovereignty is a good question. The next point being, you know, once we've entered into this North American Union business, which to me is as serious a crime as the one everybody grieved over yesterday, but this one we have a chance to do something about. Once we've entered into this union, all protections given to American citizens by the Constitution will be gone. And they'll be replaced by who knows what. We think the UN charter, of course, but that will be awful. You know, we're expecting to have our cake and eat it too. But
what's the matter with the UN charter, Kelly? What's the matter?
Bob, your favorite.
What's the matter with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights? I don't want to get off on a tangent too much, but you forced me to. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights was a founding document of the UN, 1948, and they got more rights than you can shake a stick at in that document, Kelly. I forgot about Article 29.
Article 29, your favorite.
Section 3, which says that your rights and freedoms under the UN system may in no case be exercised contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations, so that if you disagree with the UN, you just don't have any human rights. But why would anybody want to be concerned about that? I mean,
I'm certainly concerned, as are many. You know,
I've been told that the Universal Declaration of Human Rights of the UN is the next step up in human evolution over the Bill of Rights of the United States Constitution. You mean that's not true?
No.
Now I'm so disappointed. Kelly, let's hold you over after this break, and we'll be back with Kelly Taylor talking about the North American Union after we sell some stuff. This is Bob Basie for Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is September 12, 2006. Gold opened at $5.95, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $6.26.24. Again, that's $6.26.24 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. The dollar is getting battered, and foreign countries have a significant impact on the price of gold. With a slow economy, real estate prices dropping, war on terrorism, the economic climate in the United States is questionable. U.S. citizens work a third of their life just to cover tax liabilities, and bankruptcies continue to weaken our financial institutions. Midas republished the 1931 book, Oh Yeah, An Economic Review of the Great Depression. Are we close to the same type of disaster? Call today for a free copy, 800-686-2237. Our government may be bound to repeat, so arm yourself with knowledge. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Back once again on the Alex Jones Show. This is Bob Dacey, substituting for Alex Jones. We've been talking with Kelly Taylor, who is a writer for The New American. I'm kind of jealous because she does produce the TV show and everything, but she got the cover story of The New American back on August 7th with her article coming through the NAFTA Superhighway. I think they've got that linked on Infowars.com right now if you want to go read it. Again, we're talking about this NAFTA superhighway and what it means to our national sovereignty. And Kelly, what are we going to do about this? What do you suggest we do to derail this monster?
Well, as you know, my philosophy about any evil that our government is trying to perpetrate on us is this. We still have a layer of protection in our Congress if we can make them accountable, which they should be to us. So the first order of business is to contact your congressman immediately and often. You know, we all are doing a pretty good job of educating ourselves and others, but take the next step and make your name a household word at your congressman's office. And especially in Texas, because as you and I both have said, however it goes here, so goes the rest of the nation. Without this NAFTA superhighway, the North American Union will be dealt a serious blow.
Yeah, you people have to understand the radical importance of what she just said and what we're talking about. This NAFTA superhighway is an infrastructure project which is necessary to link the three countries for now and later on the whole hemisphere into one country. They need it. They want it. They've said they have to have it in order to accomplish this American Union that they're trying to get on the way to merging the whole world into one world. And it's just because of where Texas is in the geography here. You know, we in Texas have a very, very unique opportunity by doing what Kelly says, calling your congressman, voting these bums out of office who won't listen to you, spreading the word to other people, going to your local representatives and voting them out. I mean, we have an opportunity to destroy the North American Union because of where we're located, because we are Texans. And anybody in any other state where this thing rears its ugly head can do the same thing. We're talking about how negative all this stuff is and how depressing it is that they're trying to do this, but let's look at a positive example. Let's look at a positive example of what happened here recently in Travis County, where Kelly's from, where I'm from, right here in Austin. We had a local politician who was a county commissioner, Democrat, 10-year incumbent Democrat in Travis County. Now, Travis County is Democrat, period. You know, they rule the place. This woman, her name was Karen Sunlatner, 10-year incumbent. She went against the will of the people in her district. They told her they didn't want any toll roads. She was on one of these local boards voting yay or nay on the toll roads. She totally ignored her constituency. And here a few months ago in the Democratic primary, she was blown away by an unknown challenger because she was effectively and accurately portrayed as a toll queen. That's what I'm talking about. That kind of grassroots activism can work. And that sent a message all across Texas. Oops. Well, gee, now that the Cretans are waking up to the fact that we're trying to toll them to build the North American Union, maybe it's not such a good idea to be voting for that kind of stuff. What do you think, Kelly?
I think that's a good point. And I fully believe that many of the people who helped make that happen do not understand the big picture of this NAFTA superhighway and how the Trans-Texas Corridor is part of that.
Yeah.
However, it matters not how we got her out. It just matters that she's out. Until she can become educated. And I'll add, when I was doing some research for that latest article, I called some Texas legislators to find, especially the handful who were opposed to the Trans-Texas Corridor, to find out why and what they knew. To a person, none of them understood the part that the Texas portion played in the bigger picture.
Well, you know why that is, don't you? It's because not enough people are watching the Simple Truth TV show.
Oh, absolutely. We know it all, don't we, Bob?
It airs Tuesday night, tonight, by the way, at 8 o'clock on Channel 10 on Austin Time Warner Cable with the host Bob Dacey, produced by Kelly Taylor and Jeff Kantoff. They need to do that because if they watched the show, they would know the big picture. Okay.
Well, maybe it's in order to not only contact your legislator, but educate him as
right,
well.
Exactly. Well, Kelly, thank you very much. I'm going to let you go. We're going to go through the break, and after the break, John McManus with the John and Birch Society is scheduled to be up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're coming down to the last 30 minutes of the show today. Again, my name is Bob Dacey. I am substituting for Alex Jones because he's up in New York. I think he's over there bullhorning the Council on Foreign Relations this morning. And once again, if you want to learn more about everything that's going on, various websites to go to, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, and of course, my addition to that, JBS.org. And speaking of JBS.org, that's John Birch Society's main website. We have a guest on with us, the president of the John Birch Society, Mr. John McManus, and we're going to be talking to him about this North American Union. Mr. McManus, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
Well, I'm certainly glad we're able to get you on today. I know you were on the Alex Jones Show back in April, due in large part to the efforts of Kelly Taylor.
Was it April?
Yeah, I think
it's all a blur to me.
I think it was. Well, you were in town giving a presentation which was very well attended, standing room only.
Yes, it was. I was very gratified by that.
And we're very glad to have you on. And I wanted to get the take of the John Birch Society on this North American Union and what you think we can do about it. And
well, where do we start? Have you already done a lot of preliminaries?
Well, we've done some preliminary. People know we've been discussing primarily. I had Kelly Taylor on just before you came on, and we were discussing this, the infrastructure part of it, the NAFTA superhighway.
Yes, this this NAFTA superhighway is part of it, certainly. Well, very briefly, the Birch Society has been combating this kind of thing for a long, long time. And we now see that President Bush and the leaders of Mexico and Canada started this Security and Prosperity Partnership there in Waco in March of 2005. And, of course, Security, Prosperity, and Partnership sounds really nice, doesn't it, all of that?
Yeah. Sounds wonderful to me. Tell me more about it. I'm all excited already. Tell me more. Tell me more about the security.
Well, when you find out that its purpose is to abolish the borders and to lead us into a regional government called the North American Union, where our country's independence will be sacrificed, then it doesn't become as appealing as what it originally sounded to be.
Well, I recommend to anyone who doubts what Mr. McManus says is just go to spp.gov. The security.
Well, if you go to that, if you go to spp.gov, you will find out that all they're doing is just having a little confab, and they're just talking about this and that. They don't really make the admissions about what is really behind it, and you can find out what's really behind it when you find out who's behind it. You find out a man named Robert Pastor, for instance.
Okay, so we're talking about building a North American community. Now that's where we got to go, because these are the guys that are barking the orders, right?
That's correct. That's correct. So all of this comes out of the Council on Foreign Relations, and especially out of this fellow Robert Pastor.
Well, tell us about building a North American community and Robert Pastor.
Well, Robert Pastor is an outspoken leftist. He's been a member of the Institute for Policy Studies. He was involved in granting our Panama Canal, giving it away, and essentially giving it away to China. He's been involved in all kinds of leftist activities all his life. And now he's behind this building of the North American Union. I came across a speech that he gave in 2002 up in Canada, and he was speaking to the Trilateral Commission, which, of course, is a partner of the Council on Foreign Relations. And there he's talking about the promise of a North American community cannot be realized until the income gap between Mexico and its northern neighbors is reduced.
Why does that sound strangely like one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto?
That's right. Well, you know, see, these people not only want to merge our three nations, Mexico, Canada, and the United States, they want to bring Mexico into a economic level that's equal to what we have here in our country and in Canada. And, of course, in order to do that, you can't just build Mexico up. You've got to tear the other two down. And that's part of what this is all about.
And then don't forget,
huge amounts of foreign aid are scheduled to be sent to Mexico.
Yeah.
Continuation of sending jobs overseas and over into Mexico.
And a lot of Mexican truck drivers, too.
Yeah, destroying the American middle class. So this is what this fellow is in favor of. And he said this back as far as 2002. And he's behind this North American Union presentation. He's written a booklet called Building the North American Union, published by the Council on Foreign Relations.
And don't forget, he is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
No, a member. He's a guru with them. He's one of their biggies, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I'm looking at the document Building a North American Community, which all you got to do is Google it, you'll find it. And they discuss having to intensify Mexican efforts to accelerate their economic development, and part of that is to establish a North American Investment Fund for Infrastructure and Human Capital, and it says that this money is going to have to come from the United States and Canada.
That's taxpayers, you know.
Yeah, that's you and me
and your listeners. Right.
And that's what Kelly.
Let me go into another aspect of this thing.
Go right ahead.
You've been talking about the Trans-Texas Highway, the NAFTA Superhighway, a lot of different names for it. Part of the plan here is the tremendous amount of shipping that's coming over from Asia, mostly from China, obviously. It goes into Los Angeles and Long Beach, California, but they're now planning to have those ships go to Mexico's west coast ports, one of them called Lazaro Cardenas, and then have Mexican trucks and Mexican rail bring it up to the U.S. border, trucks to go through the U.S. border, not to be even touched until they get to Kansas City, where a facility is being set up that is supposed to be Mexican sovereign territory.
Yeah, and you know the thing about that, Mr. McManus, that is you tell people that and they're going, you have got to be kidding.
You have got to be kidding.
And the people that say that, they are unaware really of what they're dealing with the government of Mexico. Mexico,
that's right.
I have said this many times, Mexico is a crookocracy.
A crookocracy.
There, right. You don't get anything in Mexico unless you slip somebody some money.
Well, what's also interesting about Mexico is there's no middle class. You have a very small, wealthy elite, and you have the rest of the people who are poor.
And I understand from some
half of them want to come to America.
Some of the research that Jerome Corsi has done, he's a mainstream journalist who writes for Human Events, and he's written for WorldNet Daily. Some people, they're talking about these Mexican truck drivers coming up here in these ramshackle trucks, and in order to drive the long hours that they force them to drive, they're all hooked on cocaine.
Well, the whole thing, you know, an awful lot of the people coming across the Mexican border are not simply people looking for a decent job. There are drug smugglers, there are gang leaders, there are... The prisons are filled with these people, and of course there are thousands of them that are under arrest but have fled, or supposed to be under arrest, but have fled back to Mexico, and Mexico won't extradite them.
Well,
the whole problem is an incredible story, and as you've said, you start telling this to people and they say, no, this can't be.
Yeah, we're talking with John McManus, the president of the John Birch Society, and Mr. McManus, why in the world, isn't one of the few and defined powers of the federal government to protect our borders?
Well,
why?
It's more than a defined power. It's a mandate. The Constitution of the United States says in Article 4, Section 4, that it is a responsibility of the federal government to protect the states against invasion.
Then why aren't they doing it?
They're not doing it because they don't intend to do it. They don't want to do it. Mr. Bush can go on and make a speech on May 15th of this year talking about what he's going to do about protecting the borders, and he's going to put infrared sensors, and he's going to have unmanned aircraft and all kinds of stuff, and he's going to build the new fence and everything else. It was one of the worst lies ever to come out of a president's mouth in the history of our country. The man is already committed to abolishing the borders, not beefing up the borders.
Yeah, but I heard that they were going to send 6,000 National Guard troops down there to hold up.
Well, they haven't sent 6,000 Guard. They have sent some, and the 6,000 that they were supposed to send, even those, were not going to be guarding the border.
I thought they were going to be holding up signs saying amnesty this way.
No, well, that's kind of a sick joke.
But the
ones that are down there, the Border Patrol is not being relieved, except that these National Guard people are doing jobs that they might do repairing their trucks or fueling their vehicles.
Yeah,
or
they have no
like
power of arrest or detaining these people.
They're not on the border.
So that's
the point. They're not on the border.
So it's nothing but a carnival to convince the people that they're doing something when they have no intention
that's
of doing
right.
anything.
You know, we have a 2,000-mile border, southern border with Mexico. And the New York City Police Department, you can just figure the amount of area that is. They have 2.5 times the number of people that are in the entire Border Patrol. New York City Police Department is 2.5 times numerically larger than the United States Border Patrol that covers a border with both Mexico and Canada. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, do the numbers there, do the math. I am totally aware of what's going on, obviously. You know, Ron Paul has written an article called The North American United Nations, where he spells all this out. And you've got to ask yourself, if you're just a regular American, how in the world can the President of the United States, who's taken an oath as a conditioned precedent to him taking office, he's got to put his hand on a Bible and swear to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, how can he then, after having sworn that oath, just leave our borders wide open, and then not only just leave them wide open, but actually engage in a plan to bypass the Congress, and that's a key point, bypass the Congress to merge the United States with Canada and Mexico. What is the word that you described describes that activity?
Well, treason has to be used.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. Does that word have any meaning anymore, Mr.
Well, you know, this isn't the only thing that's the only violation of the Constitution. I mean, here we are in our fourth war, undeclared war. Congress alone has authority in the Constitution to get the nation into war. Didn't do it in Korea, didn't do it in Vietnam, didn't do it in Desert Storm, and we didn't do it again in this latest war against Iraq.
Yeah, and think about the consequences of ignoring the Constitution.
Well, the consequences are we don't win the wars.
That's one
consequence. But yeah, the second consequence is that actually what's happening is our nation is being delivered to the United Nations. The United Nations is not taking over America. Our country's being delivered. One day after this war in Iraq started, our ambassador to the UN at the time was John Negroponte. He brought a letter to the Security Council, and the letter said, here are the Security Council resolutions that authorized the U.S. action of going into Iraq. They went to the United Nations for authorization, as they did in Desert Storm, as they did behind the scenes by going to SEATO, Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, a UN regional grouping, to go to Vietnam. And, of course, the UN in Korea wasn't hidden. There were UN flags flying there. So the UN has, we are delivering our military, we're delivering our entire country. And as you've mentioned here, Ron Paul has pointed out that this North American Union business is eventually going to empower the United Nations even more so.
You know, you sent me to, or the New American sent me to Waco earlier this year, or I guess it was late last year, to cover the follow-up meeting for the Security and Prosperity Partnership. You know, it was a Free Trade in the Americas conference at Baylor.
Yes.
And you sent me there, and I was sitting there having dinner at the big grand hall at Baylor University with all the, you know, the little eight people to a table, you know, servers running around all over the place, a real fancy situation. And the keynote speaker was the former head of the World Trade Organization and the current head of the United Nations Trade and Development Council, a fellow by the name of Supachai Panichpakti. And, yeah, how about, isn't that a mouthful?
Sounds like Thailand.
Yeah, that's where he's from. Uh-huh. And he's a communist. He's a devout, admitted communist, okay? He just plain flat is. And he was the keynote speaker. And I was about 20 feet away from him with my tape recorder running when he said that you have to have an infrastructure in order for a trade area to work. And he talked about projects in Southeast Asia where they were building these giant infrastructure projects to link the various areas of the, so that they could all trade with each other. And, you know, immediately I'm sitting here thinking you're sitting a few miles away from the Trans-Texas Corridor saying that in order to merge an area, you have to have infrastructure. And there it was right out of his mouth. And
yeah.
The other telling thing that he said was they had a press conference there at Baylor. And there was nobody that attended the press conference except me, you know, and some reporter from the Houston Chronicle. And I asked him if the Constitution of the United States of America is going to be in the way of his free trade area of the Americas because of the trade aspects of it, because, you know, the Constitution says Congress regulates foreign trade.
Yes.
And he looked at me and he said, no, it's not going to be in the way. After he rambled a big, long answer, he said it wasn't going to be in the way. You know, I guess I wasn't fully aware of what he meant. They were going to sidestep the Congress.
They're just going to ignore it.
They're just going to ignore it. You know,
right.
You know, it's kind of like in Blazing Saddles. You know, we don't need no stinking Congress.
Yeah.
And what is that? What is?
Oh, they ignore all aspects of the Constitution. The Constitution's first sentence is very important. It says,
all legislative powers.
All legislative powers herein granted are vested in Congress.
Yeah.
All right. But the American people have been persuaded that a Supreme Court decision is the law of the land.
Yeah.
If all legislative power is in Congress, then it can't be in the Supreme Court.
Well, right?
So a Supreme Court decision is the law of the case.
You must
Then you have executive orders. You have the executive branch signing an executive order, and that becomes the law of the land, and that's a violation of the Constitution.
You must be a strict constructionist of the Constitution, Mr. McManus.
No, I know how to read.
In order to believe that it says what it says, I mean, come on.
Right, I know how to read.
Don't you know that there's penumbras and mists and emanations that come out of the Constitution that you can read into if you want
to? You know, the word penumbra is known to people who know that that was the word they used for Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
How many people know that the word penumbra was used to start the Social Security system as well back in the 30s?
Well, it's part of the reading of the tea leaves of the Constitution.
Right.
I mean, you know,
penumbra is not in the Constitution, by the way.
You don't want to actually, you know, follow the rule book if you want to get rid of the country.
Right.
We're talking with John McManus, president of John Birch Society. We're up against a break, and after this break, we're going to come back and we'll be back at it. Alex Jones shows on GCN.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
All right, we're back on the Alex Jones Show, and we are talking with our special guest, the president of the John Birch Society, Mr. John McManus. And we're talking, I want to ask you, Mr. McManus, about the latest goings-on at the Birch Society. I understand that the website, www.jbs.org, has undergone an extensive change, and I'd like for you to inform us about that, if you would.
It's been updated, it's been brought into the 21st century, and it is starting to attract huge numbers of people. We're actually thrilled about it. just in September, the numbers are triple what they were in August. And we look forward to it growing even more than that. What we're up to now is, 350,000 hits per day and growing. So we're very happy about that. But we'd like to go into the millions. And I'm glad to get on a radio show like yours to be able to invite people to start looking into JBS.org. Now, every day you will see commentary on the news of the day. You will see an issue that is discussed, a headline given, a little background about the issue, and then commentary about it. I do some of these. William Norman Grigg does some. We're going to have William Jasper do some, and others. Just yesterday, we were talking about the Marxist candidate who wants to set up a resistance government in Mexico. He certainly is a Marxist. Representatives of 116 non-aligned nations hold anti-U.S. summit. Where do you suppose they held it? Cuba. Facing possible lawsuits, CIA interrogators take out trial insurance. Yeah, I bet they did, right? The Marine Corps Chief of Intelligence concludes that in Iraq's Anbar province, we haven't been defeated, we haven't won, we haven't lost, and we're not doing well. I don't know, maybe a lot of people did see that one.
Yeah, a lot of people are familiar that listen to Alex Jones with whatreallyhappened.com, and where they post news articles and comment on them. And
And
basically, that you've got the same format up there on the main page of JBS.org. And I was really impressed with it. Mr. McManus is right. They've completely revamped it. It's much more user friendly. It's much more modern. It's much more visually appealing. And of course, the information coming from the John Birch Society, of course, as their reputation is for very, very careful study and accuracy. So you can pretty well take it to the bank.
Take it to the bank. That's a good phrase, right? Here's another one. Al Gore takes a slapping from an Australian politician. He went down there to publicize his incredibly stupid movie about global warming. I say incredibly stupid because that's exactly what it is. There's a book that goes along with it. I've looked at the book, and I just can't believe what I'm reading. This fellow down in Australia, an ex-vice president, No, Gore's the ex-vice president. Anyhow, a fellow named McFarlane, and he just went after him. He said, three places I do not go for advice on climate change. The first is you.
All right.
Second is the movie and so on.
John McManus, I want to thank you very much for coming on the Alex Jones Show. I've been substituting for him for a while now, and he's going to be back tomorrow. Once again, this is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And don't forget, go to JBS.org and check it out. It'd be very important. Alex Jones will be back tomorrow in the Central Texas Command Center. This is Bob Dacey, over and out. Take care.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.